the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. The Lord of glory be with you.
The Lord bless you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this evening as we celebrate the coming of the wise men, the feast of the Epiphany. It's good to have you with us here in church, or if you're watching at home.
The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Saviour Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. Let us confess our sins. God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face shine upon us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May your ways be known on the earth, your saving power among the nations. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You, Lord, have made known your salvation and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. For the glory revealed today through God made flesh. Let us pray. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we, who know you now by faith, may at last behold your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come away from, shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your hearts shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Was revealed in flesh, proclaimed among the nations, and believed in throughout the world. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may go also and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
We don't have wise men from the East, but we do have three wise people from our parish who are, of course, symbolically offering the gifts that were talked about in that gospel, gold, frankincense and myrrh, at our crib scene, so gold. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. To you be praise and glory forever. As gold in the furnace is tried and purified seven times in the fire, so purify our hearts and minds that we may be a royal priesthood acceptable in the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. Incense. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. To you be praise and glory forever. As our prayer rises up before you as incense, so may we be presented before you with penitent hearts and uplifted hands to offer ourselves in your priestly service. Blessed be God forever. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. To you be praise and glory forever, as you give medicine to heal our sickness and the leaves of the tree of life for the healing of the nations. So anoint us with your healing power, that we may be the first fruits of your new creation. Blessed be God forever.
May the word of God shine in our hearts and minds. Amen. Does Christmas seem a long way away to you now? All that rush and scramble to get ready. All the turkey and crackers, candles and midnight Eucharist. Or beginning to fade into the memory of another Christmas time, another year gone by. But as we come to the ending of this Christmas time, as we celebrate the Epiphany, as we pack away the tree and the cards, before we let it finally go, could you humour me? And let me tell you a last Christmas story. It's a story about an American senator and his family. They, like most of us, had Christmas family customs. And with four children, they felt it important that they all knew and they all kept to the rules. Sometimes on Christmas night, sometime during Christmas night, Santa would call and leave all the presents under the Christmas tree, which always stood in the corner of the living room. The most important rule of all was that the first child awake would rouse the rest of the family. And no one was allowed to go into the living room until the rest of the family could accompany them. One Christmas morning, the youngest daughter, Hannah, aged about six, burst into her parents' bedroom at 5:30. Her face was radiant with excitement, and breathlessly she cried, Mummy, Daddy, get up, come quickly." As the senator and his wife wiped the sleep from their eyes, they looked at each other. They knew what had happened. The rule had been broken. Their daughter had discovered the bicycle that she had been wanting and longing for. They felt cheated, disappointed. But since it was Christmas, they didn't scold her. They got up and they woke up the rest of the family. And with all the family following, Hannah led them along the corridor, down the staircase, and into the darkened front room towards the window. She passed the Christmas tree without a glance, completely unaware of the bicycle and pile of presents which she hadn't even seen. She reached the window and, pointing her finger towards the eastern sky, said, "Look, the star. The Star of Bethlehem. I've seen the star." Like the wise men before her, she had seen through special eyes. It wasn't just a star, it was the star. Something to point her to the deep reason of Christmas. A light to lead her to Jesus. She'd walked past her presence. The excited light in her eye wasn't for that longed-for bicycle, but they shone for the light of the world, the Christ. The wise men had managed to see past the obvious, a star in the sky, to the deeper meaning, the special meaning, and they made the effort to do something about it. They journeyed for many miles into the unknown to worship and to bring gifts. Not quite sure where they would be led, they kept their eyes focused on the sign, the light in front of them. They set out in trust and hope to find the prize above all prizes, the Saviour of the world. It wasn't an easy road that they travelled, those seekers following their star. The road proved long and hazardous. Even as they approached the end, they had more difficulties to overcome. They had to manoeuvre past Herod to at last be able to enter the house and find Mary and Jesus. But they arrived. They achieved their goal. They recognized the majesty, the holiness of that small child. And Matthew tells us that the wise men were overjoyed. How happy they were. What joy was theirs at the sight of the star above the place where Jesus was. Hannah was overjoyed with the star outside the living room window. Both glowed with the knowledge of being close to the gift from God. The wise men bowed low in homage to present their gifts. Gold for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Incense for the Holy One, set apart for an exceptional, immense task. Myrrh to indicate the cost of that task, the coldness of the tomb. Hannah brought her family to gaze in adoration, helping them to see past those Christmas rituals and the presents to the deeper things of Christmas. What a special and memorable Christmas it must have been. God came into the world as the child of Mary, as a gift to the world. He came to close the gap which separated humanity from him, to show himself to a world in darkness and to help us to become more like him, our example of human life. But it is up to us to see the star, to look for the light, and to follow it and find this precious child. God gave us his all, but we have to make our pilgrimage towards him, to accept his wonderful gift. Like that of the wise men, the journey may be a difficult one. There may be all sorts of hazards, problems to overcome, or difficulties to live with before we reach his healing love. The star which guided the wise men, the star which glowed through Hannah's eyes, can still be seen by those who have the will to see. Have we the courage to follow this star and let its light burn into our hearts and into our lives? If we can, may we pray that we, in turn, may become the light which points others to that child in Bethlehem. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven.
Incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary.
And was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. For the forgiveness of sins, we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. So in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Today the wise men knelt before our Saviour. Let us also kneel to worship him with great joy, to make our prayer to his heavenly Father. Father, the wise men came from the east to worship your Son. Grant to Christians everywhere a true spirit of adoration. Lord, in your mercy. Father, your Son is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Grant an abundance of peace to your world. Lord, in your mercy. Father, the Holy Family shared the life of the people of Nazareth. Protect in your mercy our neighbours and families, together with the whole community of which we are part. Lord, in your mercy. Father, your Son was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor. Show your love for the poor and powerless, and strengthen Pat Hyde, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heapy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, David Greif, Beryl Laverick, those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Mavis Cross, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. And all those who suffer in any way. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Father, the wise men presented to your Son gold, incense, and myrrh. Accept the gifts we bring and the offering of our hearts at the beginning of this new year. Lord, in your mercy. Father, you are the King of heaven, the hope of all who trust in you. Give to Patrick Crowley, Betty Bradshaw, and Eric Watson, to David Hilton, Bonnie Mesruther, and Ian May, and all the faithful departed, the wonders of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, rejoicing in the fellowship of wise men, shepherds, and angels, and of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Joseph, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Saviour Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Lord, accept your people's gifts, not gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but hearts and voices raised in praise of Jesus Christ, our light and our salvation. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All honour and praise be yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. For at this time we celebrate your glory made present in our midst. In the coming of the Magi, the King of all the world was revealed to the nations. In the waters of baptism, Jesus was revealed as the Christ, the Saviour sent to redeem us. In the water made wine, the new creation was revealed at the wedding feast. Poverty was turned to riches, sorrow into joy. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name and sing our joyful hymn of praise. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms and bring us with Blessed Mary, St. Joseph and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, the bright splendour whom the nations seek, may we who with the wise men have been drawn by your light, discern the glory of your presence in your Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. To you be glory and praise forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. To you be glory and praise forever. When the time had fully come, you sent the Son of Righteousness. In him the fullness of your glory dwells. To you be glory and praise forever.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Simeon took the child Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. May God the Father, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. Amen. May God, who has delivered us from the dominion of darkness, give us a place with the saints in light in the kingdom of his beloved Son. Amen. May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts and fill our lives with his joy and peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
We have seen his glory, the glory revealed to all the nations. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.